There's something thrilling for me every time I open up a playbill, you go see a show somewhere, and you find out that someone has roots to the town that you call home. It's always fun, isn't it?
It's like, the best.
And you cheer a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You stand up right away for that standing ovation. You're on top of it because you want to support those hometown heroes. And we have one of those folks on with us right now, Reed Sigmund. Reed, welcome to the Mighty 790 and 104.7 FM KFGO, broadcasting out of your hometown in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah, Fargo North, class of 96.
Woo! Okay, Reed, we got a lot of stuff we got to cover, but let's give a little bit of, like, Reed 101 to the people out there, okay? So, like you said, Fargo North grad, and your dad also is was a Fargo famous guy, too. I mean, everything from his video store to his work with ValleyCon, you had a lot to live up to.
Absolutely. My dad was a giant movie and comic book nerd and kind of raised me in the exact same way. But I had an extra little splash of theater thrown in there as well. So that's kind of the path that I took.
So,
but
you...
stories and fiction and, you know, literature does run in the DNA.
Well, there you go, right? And of course, you know, that Fargo niceness, too, which I've talked to other people in the Minneapolis community, they're like, gosh, that Reed Sigmund's just so darn nice. All the time, he's so nice. Which is ironic because you've played the Grinch how many times now? And you rock out that role?
I played it six times, and I'm going to get green again this year for my seventh time. Lucky number seven is the Grinch.
So after you leave Fargo North High, where do you go? What's the dream?
I moved down to, I'd done a lot of theater at North, and I'd done theater at Charlotte Performing Arts School every summer. But, like, I never really imagined that I could ever make a career out of it. I wasn't any good, that's for sure. It was a hobby and just something that I loved doing. So when I graduated, I thought I would never do a play again. And I came down to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities to major in child psychology. That was my area of interest and what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And as it turns out, I was really bored. No offense to child psychology. It's an awesome thing, but it wasn't a good fit. And I didn't have many friends and I was a little lonely and I missed my hobby. So on a whim, I auditioned for a show at the U of M and just happened to get into it. I didn't have a big role, but the director really liked me. And she ended up recommending me to somebody who's directing a show at the university the next year. And then they recommended me, and suddenly I was just kind of getting roles through recommendations. And so I changed majors because I was in the theater building all the time. And then when I graduated, my theater director recommended me to the Children's Theater Company as part of their performing apprentice program, which is a year long. And I got into that, and about halfway through my year, they asked me if I wanted to stay here full time. So I've been here at Children's Theater Company now since 2000. So this is technically my 24th season.
Wow.
Whoa, congratulations.
Yeah.
Reed, if memory serves, I think the first show I ever saw you in was Honk.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know.
It's
a deep dive.
Yeah, that's a solid 20 years ago.
The performing arts directors in Fargo have always been great about putting buses of kids together and bringing them down to the cities to experience theater. And at the time, John Marks, who I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Yeah, from Solid, of
course. John had said, hey, we're gonna go to CTC and we're going to see this show Honk. And it's got a guy in it from Fargo. And what a thrill. It was a great show. You know, I don't think people realize how many shows workshop and originate on the stages there at the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. We're incredibly lucky to have it in the region.
Really? The show that I'm rehearsing right now, I'm on break from A Year with Fog and Toad rehearsal. And that was a show that started here at CTC back in 2003 and went on to be nominated for 3 Tony Awards in a Broadway run. So, yeah, it's they do a really good job here creating, crafting stories, encouraging new works, and really letting artists loose.
So let's talk a little bit about A Year with Frog and Toad, because it is it's a delightful show. It's one of those shows that adapted so well to the stage. I mean, these are beloved stories.
Really?
People can picture that artwork in their mind right now. and some of those favorite stories, like you know, the bathing suit and all of these little yeah. pieces are great and work out so perfectly on stage.
They really do. It's really charming. And what I love about the books and what I love about this the stage adaptation is it's, in a lot of ways, not traditional storytelling. There's not a villain. There's not a bad guy that you can point to and go, well, this is the villain of the Frog and Toad story. It's a story about a friendship. And the whole thing is about a relationship and kind of an instruction manual for kids on how to navigate kind of the trials and challenges of a friendship, especially when you have a friend who's not like you in any way, shape, or form. So it encourages you to not push away or reject a friend who's different from you, but it encourages you to look at somebody who's different and find what's different and celebrate those differences and find how those differences can help you grow and help you see the world in maybe a new way and how you can influence your friend to grow and develop as well. So it's really about a relationship, which is something that I love.
Reed Sigmund is with us. He's playing Toad in A Year with Frog and Toad at the Children's Theater Company in Minneapolis. Last time CTC did this, I was chaperoning another drama trip, and so I went down there and I saw that show, and it's full of such fun little effects, and the music yeah. is beautiful. It is just gorgeous start to finish. And I think a lot of people, you know, no matter if it's Snail with the Mail or, you know, yep. singing the hot chocolate song or you know, sledding yep. down the hill, people leave the theater being able to hum and sing along to those songs as well.
Yeah, it's an addictive little piece. Like every single song kind of sticks in your brain and lives there until you can find another song to replace it. And chances are that song is going to be another song from this show. Yeah, I've been listening to the album on Spotify a lot lately. But yeah, once you get started on it, it quickly becomes, for me anyway, it no longer becomes about research or work. It just becomes kind of pure enjoyment.
I'm going to pivot real quick because I want to talk about this as well. Reed, the last sure. time I was talking, I'm good friends with a young man named Tucker Lucas, who I know that you know through.
Tucker Lucas, yeah. Dad was my first theater teacher, yeah.
And Bill told me to say hello to you specifically when I interviewed.
Mr. Lucas.
Right? Oh, yeah, and he's down in Arkansas now, but he goes, oh, I remember Reed. I remember Reed.
Oh, yeah.
A few years ago, you had a very unfortunate and traumatizing thing happened to your family when your home burned down.
Yeah, that was just last January. That was about 14 months ago.
And I know that locally, churches and spaghetti feeds and people did everything they could to try and support you and your awesome family. How are things yeah. going, like you said, 14 months later?
It's going incredibly well. And I mean, you get kind of overwhelmed with gratitude for all the love that's shown to you. But like the Twin Cities theater community just rallied around us in ways you can't imagine. And the communities in Fargo did the exact same. You know, I remember getting a check from First Lutheran, where I had grown up and gone to church every week. And I can't tell you what the support meant. I mean, especially at the time, you know, it takes a while for things to process. So, you know, we lost literally everything. Like the fire had started after I'd gotten out of the shower, so I hadn't gotten dressed. So I had no shoes, no socks, no shirt. I was no underwear, not to get like too detailed here, but I threw on a pair of jeans and I had to jump out of a window on the upper floors and got cut up. You know, like I said, I wasn't wearing a shirt, so my back got all bloody, my feet, my arms. Mm-hmm. So I had a pair of bloody jeans. That was the only thing I had to my name after the fire. And it takes a while for insurance to process and things. So those gifts, that generosity, you know, kept my family afloat. It's how we bought new winter coats and boots and hats and gloves and all the things that we needed to survive. We were out of our house for a solid 11 months, but we moved back in before it was quite finished. But then just beginning of February, finally, all the work was finished. So it took about a year to rebuild. But we were down to just the studs. That was the only thing that was left from original 1880 house.
Wow. I tell you, people can't imagine the devastation, you know, a fire rips through. And even, you know, if there's an area that doesn't get hurt directly by the heat from the flame, the smoke,
it's
you know.
Everything.
I also think, too, I'm curious, were you in a show at the time by any chance?
I was. I've stepped away from Children's Theater Company to do shows at other theaters in the Twin Cities, and I was in a production of Hello, Dolly! Over at Theater La Tête. And it was our first day of tech rehearsal. So we were 1 week away from our first audience, first time going to be in costume. I had showered to just get ready to leave for work to head into the rehearsal, and the fire started. So I had to call and say, I'm not going to be there. I'm literally sitting in the back of a cop car, shirtless, watching my house burn down. I hope to be there tomorrow. And I was. I missed 1 day of rehearsal, and then, you know, thanks to some donations, some clothing donations, was able to get right back to work the next day.
You know, I mean, the saying is the show must go on, right? And what a what a pro, because I'm sure you understood the fact that while this thing is so devastating and it's happening to you in your personal life, there's also all these other people who are trying to put on the show at the same time, and you're an important part of that piece.
Yeah, a lot of people have poured their blood, sweat, and tears into the process. You don't want to leave them hanging. And then also, it's like, what am I going to do? Like, if I don't go to work, I'll be sitting at the Airbnb that we've been set up with for a couple of days, just staring at the floor or driving by my house and looking at the ruins. It's like there's not a lot to do. So you can sit there and sob or just get back at it and surround yourself with a bunch of people who are supporting and kind and showing you some love and patience, which is absolutely needed at that time. And really helping you with the mourning process, because there is absolutely a mourning process. It is just stuff, obviously. It's just stuff. Everybody survived. But it's a lot. Your home is something that's pretty precious. It's your safe space. And watching your safe space completely disappear is, it's a feeling that I really hope none of y'all have to experience. It's pretty terrible.
Well, there you go, right? Like, he's not just the guy playing Toad in A Year with Frog and Toad. He's a Fargo North High grad. He's got deep roots in our neck of the woods, and we have an opportunity. If you are heading down to the Twin Cities area, A Year with Frog and Toad is at the Children's Theater Company. It kicks off April 23rd, runs through June 16th. You might want to see it multiple times, because I am positive it's going to be that good. And if you have family in the Twin Cities area, tell them to book the tickets right now to make sure they can see it. Reed, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. And break a leg with this run.
Thank you, and thank you for all your support. I appreciate it. And thank you, Fargo.